It's a sad day in a toy's life when its owner feels it's time to give it away. Like in this clip from Toy Story 3.
And it blew us out!
Like we were garbage!
Junk! He called us junk!
How could he?
The idea is for these toys to get a second life. Once they're donated, they make their way to new owners, just like everything else we drop off at a donation center. But what does it take to get those things ready for their new life? At 26th and Valencia in San Francisco, there's this plain three-story warehouse where this process happens. It used to be an old shoe factory, and now it's where the Salvation Army sorts its donations. It's like its own little city. Reporter Jeremy Dalmas went to go check it out.
When you donate stuff to the Salvation Army, its first stop is here.
So right now we're on the unloading dock.
I'm with Cindy Engler.
And I'm the community relations manager for the Salvation Army.
Right now, we're looking at trailers piled full of garbage bags, boxes, lamps, stray stuffed animals. The stuff here just keeps coming in.
A lot of noise.
Yes, it's definitely constant work down here.
Okay, and that sound is just them pulling stuff off the truck and loading it up.
Yes, that's unloaded from the truck, and then it is sorted into a category to depend on which part of the building it's going to go to for more sorting.
Okay. All the donations from north of San Francisco down to Redwood City arrive at this dock. Engler and I go deeper into the enormous three-story warehouse. Everywhere you turn, there are people sorting through donations, and there are hundreds of plastic carts. Each section of the warehouse has its own specialty. There's a five-room library with books shelved 20 feet high, an area where they bake mattresses in a giant oven to make sure they're safe to resell, and a section for bric-a-brac.
Figurines or glassware or toys, stuffed animals, games, baskets. You just never know what's going to come through here.
But the largest district in Salvation Army City.
This is one of the busiest departments.
Is where the clothes go.
These clothing items most likely came in yesterday. And we sorted them yesterday and this morning. And they're getting ready to be in the stores tomorrow.
It looks like there's like hundreds or thousands of pieces of clothing.
Easily thousands, yeah. We process 12,000 articles of clothing a day.
I wonder if I've touched that many pieces of clothing in my whole life. And if those clothes can't be sold, they get put in the baler. The baler is a giant press that squashes all of the unsellable clothes into a cube that's the size of a bed.
So this one is 1,118 pounds.
That bale will get sold to someone else, who will most likely use it for something like...
Carpet padding is made out of it. So there is life to items that are even torn and damaged. We make something go a long way, so we appreciate every donation.
This building just keeps on going.
It's a labyrinth,
you know, it's
I know.
Just like, oh, there's a kitchen, and there's like, oh, there's a chapel in here, and people live in here. And it's just
there
like,
used to be a bowling alley, too. Oh. Lunchtime.
And this building, it's not just a warehouse. It's also a home. Working in the warehouse is part of the Salvation Army's drug and alcohol rehab program. Participants spend 6 months here living, working, and getting treatment.
So it's 112 men, and they are served breakfast, lunch, and dinner here.
Engler says the program is free, and that profits from the store across the street help fund the rehab program. Each participant has a full-time job, personal and group counseling, and spirituality is a big part of it too. The Salvation Army is a 501c3 and describes itself as an evangelical part of the Universal Christian Church. Jeff Heath completed the program in 2012.
We're very busy here. You're not thinking about so much of what's happened in the past. You're able to look, you know, towards the future and work towards goals. And I needed to have God in my life and the 12 steps. And I needed to learn how to work again. So that's what this place taught me.
I walk across the street to the store, where these things that used to be owned by someone else now look like they could be mine. I peruse the ties, and in the furniture section, I find an old piano. In kitchenware, I find a perfectly good plate for $1.39. I decide to buy it. This plate went through a lot of hands to get into my bag. You could say an army of hands. And who knows, if I don't break it, it may find its way through here again. For Cross Currents, I'm Jeremy Dalmas.